This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McBean. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, on her first foreign trip as a vice president, is looking to deepen diplomatic ties with Guatemala and Mexico, two Latin American nations key to the Biden administration's effort to stem the spike in migration at the U.S. border. Harris, who departed Washington Sunday after delay caused by a technical issue on Air Force Two, is seeking to secure a commitment for greater cooperation on border security and economic investment. But corruption in the region, a far more intractable challenge, will complicate her efforts. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will use the Group of Seven Wealthy Democracies summit this week to urge world leaders to commit to vaccinating the global population by the end of 2022. Johnson's expected to stress the importance of a global vaccination drive when he meets with fellow world leaders on Friday in Cornwall, southwestern England, for the first face-to-face G7 summit since the pandemic hit. The 3 days of talks will focus on the global recovery from the pandemic. Britain's government pledged in February to give most of the country's surplus vaccine supply to COVAX, the United Nations-backed program aiming to supply poorer countries with jabs, but the UK has not yet put a figure on how many doses it will donate. Pope Francis expressed pain over the discovery in Canada the remains of 215 residential school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development, but he did not offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster the healing. 2 days early, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau voiced deep disappointment that the Vatican hadn't offered an apology. This is VOA News. Israel's far-right politician, Naftali Bennett, who is set to replace Benjamin Netanyahu as prime minister, called him on Sunday evening to let go after Netanyahu said the newly formed Israeli coalition was a result of the greatest election fraud in the history of democracy. Bennett called on Israel's longest-serving leader not to leave scorched earth behind and accept that people are allowing to establish a government even if you don't hit. And Netanyahu made a sweeping accusation at a time when Israel's domestic security chief was warned publicly about the prospect of political violence and focused his allegations on a broken campaign promise from Bennett, who had pledged not to partner with left-wing centrist and Arab parties. On Wednesday, Bennett announced with opposition leader Yair Lapid that they had formed a governing coalition with factions from across the political spectrum in the wake of an inconclusive March 23rd election, which is Israel's fourth in 2 years. Mexicans went to polls Sunday to elect the entire lower house of Congress, almost half the country's governors and most mayors, in a vote that will determine whether President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's party gets the legislative majority it needs to continue his fourth transformation of Mexico. López Obrador's critics have depicted the elections as a chance to stop the still popular president from concentrating more power and weakening checks and balances. The president says the opposition is dominated by conservatives who oppose his campaign against corruption and wasteful spending. A well-known Russian opposition politician who was held in police custody for 2 days last week in a criminal investigation says he has left the country for Ukraine. Dmitry Gudkov said in a Facebook post that sources in Kremlin circles had told him that if he didn't leave the country, the fake criminal case will continue until his arrest. Gudkov says that he believes the investigation is aimed at preventing him from running for the national parliament this year. He was a parliament member in 2011 through 2016. He was detained in connection with an investigation into money allegedly owed to the city for rental of office space. He was released without charges Thursday. His detention came as authorities continue to crack down on dissent ahead of September's parliamentary elections. And the second baby for Prince Harry and Meghan is officially here, a healthy girl. Spokesperson said Sunday that the couple welcomed their child, Lily Diana Mountbatten Windsor, at 11:40 a.m. Friday at a California hospital. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.